views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we are focusing on miracles, illusions, and reality. What's the difference? Which one is which? What is it that we're seeing? Is it real or not? And are miracles really available to us? And, you know, this time of year can just be all kinds of energy, but the energy is shifting. People that follow this type of show, they're interested in that. This is about a metaphysical eye and scientific. It's where science and spirituality combine, really. And it's becoming more apparent. They're starting to see things more and more in science that validates what we talk about, that what is real, what isn't. Is a miracle real? And that's what we want to share on the show today. It's a very important life-changing lesson, experience, soul growth that I have learned this whole lifetime, to be honest, and many before that, I'm sure. And it has changed my life very, very positively. It has changed my health. It has changed everything. And I'm not here to try to convince you of anything. I'm here to share what I know to be what really, really transforms and moves and shifts, takes you out of those places in your life that feel stuck. Why can't things change for us? Well, they can. And a lot of that, and we can read a million different ways how to do this, and people get frustrated about this. I've even had people get angry about it. I used to be frustrated about it. I used to get angry until I really started to apply myself. So we're sharing and talking about that. And when I say we, I'm talking about me and all of the universal energy that really is available to you. We have, you know, angels that support us, but who are we? We're quite powerful ourselves if we would just acknowledge that within us. We all have that capability to turn it around. And most people immediately, what's your first reaction if you're feeling down and out or you feel like life's just kicked you? Oh, that happens for everybody else, but I can't seem to get it going on. You hear a lot of things that shoot it down as soon as you try to give something as a solution. And a lot of times that is how people first approach when they're trying to understand and what we call wrapping our brain around it in this physical world. But these things I can only share from my personal experience and things that I have had validated for me. So it's up to you to go check it out for yourself if it's good for you or not. But I want you to come into this show with an open mind and really listen to an option that may be just what you're looking for. Because life is very challenging and we've had all kinds of stuff out there, but you can choose to not allow it to affect you. And that is key to many, many things that we go through in life. And I know people challenge that. Oh, but what about all the horrible things that are going on out there? Yes, I'm not disregarding that they're out there, but we can choose to shift within ourselves. We can shift and we can change and raise our frequency. And I want to talk a little bit about frequencies. That's very important in the aspect of what I'm talking about. So I'm going to move over to a more of a left brain analytical scientific explanation of this. Frequency is frequency. It's energy. It's measured. You know, scientists measure things in the frequencies. It's been proven in science. You can go look all that up yourself. I'm not the scientist. I'm metaphysical. I'm very much, I believe, I already know and feel connected to this. So you can go check this out. But positive frequencies are moving much faster. Okay. Lower frequencies, which are more considered the negative frequencies or energies, they move much slower. And a simple way to explain that is one of the famous ones is the fan blade. When you have your fan on low and those blades are turning around, you can see that. It's a lot easier to see that, right? And if lower negative energy is moving slower, it's going to be a whole lot easier to see that. It's going to be more solidified where the molecules are bound into a physical form, just like you look at your table under a microscope at the high enough power. You can see that they're actually moving, but they're bound together. So is our bodies. Everything of this physical world is that way. It is moving slower. That's why you can see it. Now, when it goes faster, you're not necessarily going to see that so much. You speed that fan up, it's going so fast, you can't really see one blade for the other. It's just looking like a big blur, right? But you know they're there, right? Now, that's what we're talking about here. And I wanted to give you that as a basis because higher frequency positive energy, really connecting into that divine higher self is a very, very high frequency. I mean, that is your divine love. That is your true self. That is the high frequency. That is where miracles are going to be born. That's the key. We want to allow that into our lives. And now you've changed the playing field completely in your life. But if you only are believing what you see, which is going to be a slower frequency, think about what you could be missing that you can't see. You know the wind blows, you can feel it, but you can't see that either. There's a lot of things in the world you cannot see, but they're there and they're real. These energies are what I believe to be real. The belief of our own self is a big part of that. What you believe is what you'll usually focus on. So if you only are seeing all of the negative things that happen, all the horrible things that are happening in the world, whether to you personally or out in the world in a bigger scale, you're going to be focusing more on that. Now you're putting more thought energy to that. When we talk about law of attraction, we're talking about what we focus on is what we receive. So it does go in what you are, what you believe, what you feel like you deserve, things like that. When we shift that to a higher frequency, and that's what we say when we move from an ego thought or this physical thought, physical world thought, to higher self thinking, that wipes that slate clean of all of that. And now it opens up unlimited miracles, possibilities, healing of relationships, physical, you name it. You don't have to have a life filled with all these bad luck things that happen. You don't have to have that when you shift over to this. Now, if slower frequencies are easier to focus on, see, feel, everything else, think about it. It will take some effort on your part to see or feel or connect with the higher frequency. That's just going to be your own personal journey that you apply and you take action. Because a lot of people are still working with, well, can you just do something? Or they come to a healer like myself, or they expect us to just fix it. And that's not how that works. It's giving you an opportunity to see a different perspective when you go and you have this amazing thing happen. But it also means this is what you have available to you, but do you want it? You have to take it and you have to embrace it and you have to apply it. These are huge, huge factors in how you change your life. You change everything. Now, that's a little taste of what we're talking about during the show. I know a lot of people out there are going through some tough, tough times right now, but I believe that you can pull yourself up and out of that more than you ever knew you could if you give the opportunity for a higher frequency to come in. And just, and the more of that that comes in, which is what we talk about when we say light or divine love, I mean, wherever that fills a room, there's really no room for the darker or the negative to be there. It just can't be in the same place. Light is the absence of darkness. Think about it. It's the absence of it. Dark doesn't really have any energy. It's dark. It's nothing. You bring in that light. Wow. You've just lit up. Wow, I can see all kinds of things now. Now I'm aware.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And today we're discussing miracles, seeing is believing, or is it? And the realities and the illusions out there in the world. What is real and what isn't real? I do have the phone lines open. If anyone has a question on the topic, you can call in 1-800-930-2819. And on that note, let's talk about the we were talking about the miracles, the frequency before we went to break. Let's talk about illusions for a moment. Illusions. Oh, I mean, we have magicians out there that are amazing illusionists, right? And you see what you're seeing But you know he's got some way he's making this look like that, but that's not really what's going on. Now think about that. Think about that. Illusions are something that's quite deceiving. So sometimes using our sensories can throw us for a loop. That's why we have intuition, which is different from the other main senses. We have intuition that tells us, like, wait a minute, I don't know about this. You're seeing something, but maybe that's not so real. And think about how your eye works. Now, just let's go there for a moment. Your eye actually is just like a camera lens. You know, it reverses the object that it's reflecting off the retina. Everything's actually upside down to us, and it flips it over for us. And, you know, think about the world. I mean, you think you're standing upright and this is up, this is down. You're actually hanging on by your feet with gravity into a round world, right? This is not what it feels like, though, does it? So when you start looking at what's going on out there, one of the things that is a powerful breakthrough when you're really feeling stuck and you're trying to move or shift a frequency, an energy, a repetitive situation, or a problem in your life, when we approach it this way, we always have a spiritual approach here on this show to everything in life that challenges us. If you were to think, now, what if it was the opposite of what I'm assuming here? What would that take you to? What if it was the opposite that you needed to do? What if it was the opposite? Think about the camera lens for a moment. What if it, you know, we think we've got to fight, but what if it was the opposite? What if, and these are things that you apply personally to your different challenges. This is powerful. This is where it really starts to take you above and beyond just that limited boundary of the material world. The physical material world is a limited existence. It will always change. Things come and go. It does have a finite to it, where we have infinity is you, your soul, your spirit. And that is you. That's forever. That's why we say nobody really dies. It's more of a transition when there's someone that physically passes. They move to a higher frequency. This is an amazing exploration of how you can pull yourself out of some heavy, heavy, dense energy. And you can be your own hero, is what I call it. And that is the most empowering experience that can lift you up and out. You can feel so down, and everybody will go up and down with that. But when it comes across, I mean, I had times in my life where it was really, really tough. And then as I started to apply this, even though those things might come by, I just don't jump right on that and get all swallowed up by it like that. I don't have the same response to it that I used to. This can be applied to everybody. This is a healing in process. This is healing over time. But it's the more you apply and you actually take initiative to feel better, choosing, wanting with intention with your thoughts. And, you know, thoughts can torment people, but they don't have to. They do not have to. And let's talk about that for a moment. You feel like, I can't stop thinking about bad things, or I can't stop worrying all the time. Acknowledge it and realize that that is coming from your physical ego reality self. Like, okay, I have a tendency to worry about my kids when they go off and do whatever. And instead of feeling like that, now, you know, it's not taking away your logic that you're protecting them as a parent. We're talking about that constant stress, that fretting, that worrying, putting all that energy into something that you don't want, right? You're worried about this happening or that happening. And we shift that and say, this is what I do. I just say, okay, that little concern popped up, so I understand that my ego is a little concerned about that, but let's flip over and let's let higher self have a voice in this. And what would that say to me? And allow two sides of the conversation, allow two options to show themselves to you. And then, you know what? You can choose which one you prefer. Oh, yes, you can. You can choose. You really can choose with intention and thought. So when the thought comes in that's lower, I don't like this one so much. It's not really what I want. Switch over, say, higher self, can you just take over? Because I don't want this thought anymore. And just correct it. You know, just basically make a self-correction. Okay, let's change it and rearrange the way that just came out. Like, instead of I can't do this, if you really want to do it, say that I want this. I would like this into my life. That's switching from the thought of a wish, or, you know, you're wishing for something, to the intention. Switch it to present. I intend to do this. I'm going to do that. I am doing this, and keep switching it. Keep growing up the ladder with it. And you'll find that you start smiling. You'll start to feel a little bit better. But it's not just a one-time, okay, and then you don't have to work on it. This is a way of life we're talking about. A way of life. Everything that comes across to you, every experience, everything has a choice on how you want to respond or if you want to react. And if you find that you reacted, then pull back. Go, wait a minute, that's not what I want to do anymore. That's the way I used to do it. And that just didn't work for me. That never really helped or solved any problems. It just gave me stress and anxiety, and I got all worried about everything. You know, switch it. Switch it this time. Just say, okay, we're not doing it that way anymore. Let's do it this way. And put out the opposite. Put out the positive. And yes, it feels awkward at first because you haven't been doing it. But once you start practicing this, and you'll start to laugh, it'll almost feel silly at first. That's okay. You started laughing, and guess what? Laughter raises your frequency. Even if you're laughing, it's something that seems silly to do. But I guarantee you, if you stick with it long enough, you're going to see things start to shift. You'll see synchronicities lining up. Synchronicities happen whichever way you choose, but you can have synchronicities that are much more positive pop up versus now it's all lining up. Now it's all falling apart again. You know, that doesn't have to keep happening. It does not have to keep happening. What if you really want to change something major in your life and you just don't even know how to do it, or you can't even fathom it? You know, this all applies. Just those thoughts, the wishes, switching to intention, switching to claiming it and being clear with the universe and God. And, you know, prayers are very powerful. Prayers are powerful. The human body can do amazing things to heal itself. Yes, it can. I totally believe that. But it does take a frequency of pretty high, you know, high frequency to bring that in. So if you don't even give it a shot or work toward that, that's why you feel like they can't come in. That's it. That's why. So we're talking about, well, how can I get to that place and do that? And you can bring them in too. You start with something daily, even if it's just a few minutes of applying it, even if you feel down. Trust me, this works. I know how it can feel to feel very down or discouraged or defeated and pull yourself right back up and out. Sometimes people, it takes them days, but it can be brought down to within minutes. I want you to think about that while we take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you have a question about the topic, the number is 1-800-930-2819. It is miracles. Seeing is believing, or is it? Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Between the darkness on the street and the houses filling up with light,
between the stillness in my heart and the roar of the approaching night. Somebody's calling after somebody. Somebody turn.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you are just joining us, we are talking about miracles. Seeing is believing, or is it? The illusions, what's real, what's not real, and reality and how we can choose and shift. Now, we talked about the miracles, about the frequencies of where they are. They're in the high frequencies, the positive energy. We've talked about illusions and how, you know, it's not really what we believe that we see or appears to be. It's a bit deceptive. Now, here's the thing about reality. Your reality is what you believe that you deserve or what you have. Okay, so shifting that is huge. Now, why do we say miracles? What, you know, most times people will call a miracle something that they never believed would happen, and then it did. Like, you see it all the time in medicine, where people are spontaneously cured of something, or it's miraculous that they survived through this or that. Examples like that. Now we're in a big place. Let's talk about our whole humanity together, our human family. You know, humanity is going through major changes. Yes, we are seeing it all over the place, up and down, positive, negatives. Yes, we are. But it is shifting. It is shifting. Now, more and more, the positive will keep lighting up and keep gaining. What I want to say is, when we go into how can this world ever really possibly be in a good place? Well, it can, but we all have to do our individual work, okay? And as one does it, and like I'm sharing it with you, I'm not afraid to share that with you. I'm not afraid to say, hey, I'm here to shine light and be positive. I'll have a lot of people throw it at me. I mean, it happens. You know, they throw it at me to be negative, just to show me that negative's there. Okay, it's there, but I'm going to shine back bright. And, not to be in a fight. It's, I'm choosing this. And I want you to know that you can choose that. You can choose. We have seen over, 50, 60 years, a lot of shifts and changes. And we're still seeing it evolving. And we're going to still see more things shift and change. It's not about being afraid of shifts and changes. It's about let's make the most of those shift for humanity changes. Let's put positive energy out there. The higher we resonate in a frequency as an individual, now you are part of a miraculous healing, a miraculous positive change that comes to the world that makes a huge difference. The more of us that do that, the better. And it really doesn't take everybody to make the shift. It doesn't take that many, but you know what? The more, the merrier, I say. And why not? You can live a much happier, peaceful life. It doesn't have to have millions of dollars in it. It doesn't have to have a lot of material things. It may have that, but it doesn't have to have that to be happy. There's a lot of people that I speak with that would much rather choose something more simple and happy and peaceful than to keep up with all the demands of what it takes financially for all the material things. So these are personal individual choices that you can make. When we allow miracles in, what we are allowing in is our higher self to run the show and connect with that source, that divine, unlimited, amazing source, that love, that positive, highest frequency out there. Angels support us. It's not like we ask angels to do everything for us. They guide us. They help us. Because when I do the angel readings, they are messages to help humanity, to help you, but not to do it all for you. It's not like that. We came here for soul growth. We came here to grow. We came here to improve and strengthen, to work on our personal things that we needed to work on. We came here to do that. So let's do that. Let's raise the frequency together. Let's work on what we need to improve about ourselves, not expecting somebody else to do it all for you. And, you know, forgiving and letting go of the things that were from the past. Right now, the frequency of the shift, you know, after the 2012 and we're here going into 2015, we're getting in there now, boy. I mean, think about how much we've seen. I mean, no, the world didn't end. I mean, think about that one. Boy, that was pretty negative, right? It didn't end, but what was is going away. That part would be. And now we have this opportunity where it's a lot easier to manifest things into your life. It's also, you can manifest things out of your life. You know, I mean, it goes both ways. And the way to, a lot of this is going to go into that illusion, that opposite. When you're trying to remove something or a situation or a problem from your life, it's not going to help by focusing on it. You actually need to focus on something else, more positives, more upbeat. And you may have to start with something simple. Something like, okay, I'd prefer to think about this and go there. And as much as you go there, now you're starting to shift all the energy that was being applied to the problem. Now it's being applied to something positive and something much more worthwhile for the world, much more healing for you and others around you. And it will start to respond to that. You will see that. You have to apply it. You can't just wait for it to just, oh, okay, this is what I want. Here we go. Now, think about it. Just think about it. This is a process of going deep within yourself. And think about it this way. If you sat down with paper and pen right now and you wrote down two columns, maybe one column is what you focus on all the time. Okay. You focus on all the time, not positive or negative. It could have a little bit of both in that. But if you've made a list that like, this is what is my current situation, this is my current experience, and you list all the things that you repetitively think about. And then on the other list, make a list of what you want. Okay. Don't put on there what you don't want, what you want, because the list that you made with the current could have a little bit of both in there. And you're going to just start to scratch out the ones you don't want. You're just not even going to put them on that list. Okay. The list that you want to tweak, you may find that that list is more simplified or has completely different things on it. But don't put on that list what you don't want to think about. That's a physical way to kind of put it in perspective and put it in front of you. Because when you take the energy of pen to paper, you're taking the thought energy. I mean, writers do this all the time, or artists, you know, when they're expressing their form of art, that's a form of expression. So you're making this list. So I have everything I think about all the time. Some of them I want, some of them I don't. That's your current experience. And the next list is what I really, really, really want, or, you know, what I do want. This is my intention list. I call that the intention list. Okay. And it might be, you may have on there all kinds of things. You may have what things you love, $1 million, all that crazy stuff. And then you're going to have a third list and list that with what am I so passionate about that I will really apply myself? What do I just love, love, love? Is that gardening? Is that making $1 million? Is that actually working for that? I mean, now you're going to clarify your list, because your list that has what you're so passionate about, what you just can't imagine not having in your life, the things you really do think and adore and love and all that good stuff, the things that make you smile and excited and you have all this energy to do, that's what goes on that list. That second list about what you want may or may not have all that. It may have it's going to be in there, but not maybe everything. Now you've got that list narrowed down to what we call life purpose. Wow. We call that what we are truly about with our life purpose. Now, if you are not driving around, think about your list. If you can write some things down, and remember, the archive's always available if you miss part of the show, so you can listen to what we were explaining in the first part of the show. Because when we come back, let's do a meditation to focus this, because meditation is huge in connecting to your higher self and bringing the miracles in and bringing the frequency up within you. So what we're going to do with intention with that meditation in the last segment of the show is bringing your frequency up and focusing on that third list, or even picking one thing that you truly, truly want to see happen. So think about that, create your list, get your mindset on your intention. When we come back from break, we're going to do that meditation. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're all about bringing miracles into your life on this next segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've already said
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And boy, we've been talking about a deep topic about really shifting and moving energy and how to do that. Miracles, illusions, what's the difference? How can we bring the miracles into our life? And right before we went to break, I was talking about making those three lists. Now, if you just tuned in, think about one thing. Let's work with one thing in this meditation. We're going to do a meditation now. Think about that one intention, that passion that you really want to believe in. You want to find a way to change the doubts, to release the obstacles about what it is you want. And that's what I want you to focus on in this. We're going to do a meditation where we're going to bring that intention to awareness. And we're going to connect with our higher self away and give ego a time out on the bench is what I like to call it. Time for ego to sit on the bench and quit fretting a little bit. Go take a break. And let's explore the possibilities of what could really be your reality. So that's what we're doing. If you are driving around in a car, please be aware we always have archives available where you could go listen to this later. So we want you to be safe. And for everyone else, if you're ready, I simply just want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just connect with that breath that goes in and out of your body. Allow your breath to just flow in and back out and let it relax your entire physical experience. And just to take them in slowly, gently, and know that you are completely safe because your intention is that you have a safety shield around you. You're safe. You're completely safe. Our angels, our guardian angels are right there watching our back. And we're going to say thank you for being there, always watching my back. Even when I don't get it, thank you for being there. Oh, yeah, there you go. Breathing in slowly and gently. And take yourself deep inside into the dreams that you want fulfilled. Those wishes, those passions that you want so much to bring into your life. And allow yourself to smile. Feel yourself in that moment that it is your reality. You are there. And this is possible when we allow our higher self, the spiritual spark of the divine within us, to take the reins and the control. A peacefulness will just flow and shower over you so gently, warming your heart, allowing it to open, because wow, there really are great things in this world that I can experience while I'm here. It's even been called heaven on earth. You can change and shift your frequency by connecting to this beautiful light, this beautiful, safe peacefulness within you. Allow it to just completely shower all over you, inside and out. Knowing that your wish, your dream, what you really want your life to be like, is possible. I can do this. I am doing this. And you ask for guidance. Show me, what can I do today to apply and take action toward this dream? If you did that every morning upon awakening, or at least once a day, you'll find that you want to do it more times a day. You'll also find it manifesting and coming into your life much quicker, and it brings it in completely. This is the most beautiful way to manifest miracles, to allow your life to change with a high frequency. The high frequencies of our higher self are what brings in the miracles, what brings in life-changing, wow, I do believe things are possible into your life. And you don't have to wait for something to line up and show you that in the physical world. It actually is the opposite. So say thank you to yourself, because when you believe in yourself, and when I say believe in yourself, that is your higher self. When you believe in who you really are, that amazing part of you that can be positive and put love out there and be a great, great individual in the human family in this world. Now you're letting the miracles happen. Now they're coming in. And you've become a person that is about making positive change in the world. You've become a big player in that. And say thank you for all of those things. And with that, I want you to say Thank you, universe. Thank you, higher self. I allow and embrace this. Thank you, all of the support that I have from above, below, and all around you. And open your eyes with a big smile and full of energy and excited to go out there and do this. Let's do this together. Let's make a positive change in this world. I want to say thank you so much for everyone being with me today. It meant a lot to me to bring this to you today because I believe so much in sharing everything that I've learned across my journey, across my path, that has helped me change to be a better person, to be more of a positive light in the world. And for those that want to choose to join me, I just wanted to share everything that I have experienced. I don't expect anybody to just take my word for it. I want you to go out there and check it out and find what works for you, because that's what it's about. You being you and believing in yourself. I love every one of you. I want to say thank you to all the listeners. I have so much gratitude for you actually putting the effort in and doing your part. Thank you for being in this journey together with me in shining light and making this world a better place. I want to send you all much love, light, and happiness to find your way and let the miracles begin. And so it is. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.